Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the JT Sports Podcast. I'm your host, JT. Real quick, do me a favor. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and turn on post notifications so you don't miss when we drop new content. Check us out on Apple and Spotify. If you're listening on podcasting platforms, give us a 5-star review if you enjoy. All right, everyone, it's official. Kamani McLean is transferring to Florida. This is a big-time pickup for Billy Napier for several reasons. One, it's a low-risk, high-reward situation because Florida currently doesn't have any available scholarships to give out, which means that Kamani's going to be coming in as a preferred walk-on. He's going to have to earn his spot on the team. This has already been officially confirmed by On3. You guys can go ahead, look it up, and read the report for yourself. He is going to be a preferred walk-on. It's not speculation. It's not a rumor. That actually is true. And if Kamani McLean can go to Florida, you know, do what he needs to do in the classroom and apply himself to learning the playbook and in practice, there's no reason why he shouldn't end up getting a scholarship fairly quickly. He has a lot of talent, a lot of upside. The only question is, can Billy Napier help Kamani McLean get back on the right track? You know, I think that this is a situation for Kamani that is going to benefit him because this is humbling for a guy like him. You go from the 14th ranked player, the number one cornerback in your class, to ended up getting kicked to the curb by Coach Prime. No other Power 5 school wanted to offer you. And then you have to take a preferred walk-on spot to prove yourself. It doesn't get any more humbling than that. And we've seen guys like Spencer Rattler, who had some character concerns coming out of high school. It didn't work out in his first stop at Oklahoma. He transferred to South Carolina, and he reinvented himself not just as a player, but as a person. He showed a lot of growth. And going through a situation like what Kamani has been going through the last couple of months, it's only up from here if you're Kamani. I don't think this dude is a completely shit person. I think that he had a lot of bad habits that was allowed to manifest and become a little bit worse. His high school coaches have spoke on his lack of work ethic, and they were hoping that with him going to Colorado, Coach Prime would be able to help mold him into not just a better player, but a more dedicated individual, but it didn't work out that way. So sometimes you have to get humbled in life to realize, you know, the situation that you kind of took for granted. And I really think that Kamani McLean never should have went to Colorado in the first place, not because Deion Sanders is a bad coach. You guys know how I feel about Coach Prime. I believe what he's building down there in Boulder, but simply because I think him going to Colorado was more so due to him being influenced by his parents. Because you guys got to remember, Deion Sanders right now is the most recognizable coach in college football, more recognizable than Kirby Smart. Your grandma, your auntie, your uncle, your grandpa knows who Coach Prime is. Most of your family members probably don't know who most of these coaches are outside of Nick Saban and Kirby Smart. And with him also having a black family, you guys know how it goes. Oh, why wouldn't you want to play for your people? You would be crazy not to take the opportunity to learn from one of the greatest all time to play your position. So he goes to Colorado, and it probably wasn't what he was expecting for several reasons. Maybe the coaching was a little bit different from what he was expecting. And then plus, you know, maybe it just wasn't a good fit. His personality with Coach Prime. Coach Prime demands a lot of his players. Maybe Kamani McLean truly wasn't ready to play last year. Maybe he should have just redshirted the whole entire season and then played next season, because Deion Sanders was reiterating all throughout the season how he wasn't ready to play. He came to Colorado out of shape. He wasn't really applying himself to learning the playbook. And when he got in against USC, I thought that Deion Sanders was tripping not playing this dude. I was like, okay, like if this dude is snapping, strapping up Brendan Rice, why would you not play this dude if he's playing this well? Yeah, I get that he hasn't learned that much of the playbook, but you should be able to help this dude learn the playbook on the fly. But after that USC game, he was getting cooked by drag routes against Arizona State. He ended up getting pulled from that game and put on the bench. So it's just the whole entire Kamani McLean situation at Colorado. just ended really ugly, and I just don't think it was a good fit. Florida was his number one option during his recruiting process coming out of high school before he ended up flipping his commitment to Miami and then flipping again on signing day to Colorado. He's going to the school that he initially had a lot of interest in playing for. Billy Napier is a pretty good guy when it comes to, you know, getting along with players. He has built a pretty solid infrastructure in that locker room. Now, I can't say that he's going to a completely better situation in terms of from a team performance standpoint. Colorado only won 4 games, and Colorado, they're expected to at least win 5 or 6 this year. Meanwhile, Florida, there's a strong chance that Kermani just transferred to another 4-win team this year, because not only do they have the toughest schedule in all of college football, but their team isn't really that talented. So they definitely can use the services of a dude like Kermani. And the upside is there. Florida does have a pretty good defensive backs coach. And if he can get the most out of Kermani, and Kermani can take advantage of this second opportunity to prove himself, you know, if I'm Billy Napier, I would make Kermani McClain wear number 48 or number 50. I would make him wear an ugly jersey number in practice. And I would say, hey, like, if you want a better jersey number, you need to do better in practice, and you have to prove yourself. You have to earn it. In a situation like this, can only make somebody like Kermani McClain better, because he should be more hungry. He should be like, damn, bro, like, I went from the number one cornerback prospect to now having to walk on at Florida. It doesn't get any more humbling than that. This is a great pickup by the University of Florida. I don't see how anybody can view this as an L when you get a guy who has a lot of upside, a lot of potential to be great. This dude has the potential to play. It's not like he's just a complete bum. This dude strapped up Brandon Rice. Go watch that USC game. That's what had me a little bit confused with the whole situation at first, because initially I felt like Deion Sanders was tripping not starting this dude. If you're strapping up Brandon Rice, I don't give a damn how much of the playbook you don't know or how out of shape you were. But, you know, Coach Prime ended up being right about the situation. As we progressed throughout the season, we saw more out of Kermani McClain, but he gets a fresh start at the University of Florida. I hope that he takes advantage of the opportunity. I'm definitely going to be having my eyes glued to what he does in Gainesville, because I do cover the SEC a lot. So let me know what you guys think about Kermani McClain officially transferring to play for Billy Napier down there in the swamp. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Remember, we're not just a YouTube channel, we're a podcast. You can find every episode available in audio format on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts from. The JT Sports Podcast is available. Follow us on Instagram at JT Sports _ and on X at JT Sports _. I appreciate you guys for tuning in, and I will see you guys shortly with another episode of the JT Sports Podcast.